This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. This weekend, the Portsmouth Poet Laureate Program is celebrating two decades of building community around poetry. The program is considered one of the oldest municipal laureate programs in the country that provides a stipend and support for the laureate. Each laureate launches a project that's meant to bring poetry into the community. Bill Burtis is one of the co-chairs of the Portsmouth Poet Laureate Board of Trustees, and he is with me now. Welcome, Bill.
Well, thanks for having me in.
How did the Portsmouth Poet Laureate program come to be?
In the 1990s, there was real fear in the community of Portsmouth that the shipyard was going to be closed. The federal government was looking at closing it up, and the effect there on thousands of jobs and the whole community was people. There was a lot of fear about that. The music hall saw an opportunity to do something unusual and really creative in the community. They invited Liz Lerman, who's an internationally known dance choreographer and dancer, to come and mount a program to bring the community together to communicate about this. It was a tremendous program. I mean, she literally had citizens, she had shipyard workers dancing on the Memorial Bridge and on ships in the harbor. And the key thing was that people who wouldn't necessarily ordinarily come together and talk did so. And it was out of that that Nancy Moore Hill got this idea for building community through poetry. And that was where the idea for the Portsmouth Poet Laureate program came from.
So 20 years.
20 years, yes. 1998, the first Portsmouth Poet Laureate, Esther Buffler, began her project, which was really a compilation of poetry from the Portsmouth area. And since then, we're now up to our 10th Poet Laureate and celebrating 20 years.
What does it take to keep the program going for so long?
It takes a board of trustees who basically kind of, we are trustees, so we're more like stewards of the process. And every 2 years, the board calls together a subcommittee which is entirely independent of the board to review applications for the Poet Laureate. Those applications comprise poems. They also comprise a proposal for a project. Those are reviewed independent of the board, and the selection committee presents their candidate to the board, and the board basically goes with that. And so then we have a new Poet Laureate every 2 years, and that individual conducts a project. The project is usually mounted in about 3 or 4 months, takes roughly a year to complete, and then there's kind of a goodbye, a swan song, if you will, that the Poet Laureate enjoys after the project has been finished.
As an example of a project, tell us a little bit about this map and who developed it and how it furthered the mission of the Portsmouth Poet Laureate Program.
Sure. Well, the map shows the hometown locations for some of the hundreds of people who participated in Mark DeCarteret's Poet Laureate Project, which was called Wish You Were Where, in which Mark invited poets to partner with visual artists and visual artists to partner with poets in a postcard project. So the works of art comprised one side of a postcard and the poems comprised the other. And people actually exchanged these postcards by mail, and ultimately they were exhibited in a kind of culminary event. And the idea here was that it attracted folks of all kinds, poets, artists. You didn't have to be a poet, in quotes, but to submit a poem and join with an artist in the project. And so it really became a national project. And as I say, there were hundreds of people in postcards who participated.
And the current laureate, Mike Nelson. Right?
Mike Nelson, that's right.
What is he working on?
Well, Mike has a really interesting and unique project where he's reaching out to populations that whose voices aren't heard very often. So he works with young people at risk. He works with people in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction. He works with refugees, immigrants, classes, workshops, that kind of thing, to bring their poems forward, to help them write those poems. And then he also started a magazine called Good Fat Poetry. We've had the second issue is now out, and some of their poems, as well as poems of others, are featured in there. But his idea really was to recognize that there are these populations in New Hampshire and in Portsmouth that, you know, their voices aren't heard, and to give them an opportunity to find expression.
Why does a city like Portsmouth need a poet laureate?
Well, I wouldn't say that Portsmouth needs a poet laureate, but Portsmouth is, you know, it is a center for the arts. Poetry's been strong there for, well, a long time. I moved to New Hampshire in 1975, and one of the first things I became involved in was a regular poetry reading at what was then, there was a little coffee shop on Washington Street. It's now part of Strawberry Bank, the Aaron Conant Coffee House. And we had a poetry reading there every other week. Having a poet laureate, I think, just kind of coalesces that community in a way. And the projects serve as a catalyst to bring poets together, but also really to bring other members of the community in to witness poetry, to write poetry, to enjoy poetry in a lot of different ways.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to me about this.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That's Bill Burtis. He is one of the co-chairs of the Portsmouth Poet Laureate Program Board of Trustees. The 20th anniversary celebration is happening tonight at the 3S Arts Center. That runs until 10 o'clock. And tomorrow, April 14th, the Beat Festival features storytellers, musicians, and poets, of course. That starts at 5:30, and you can find a link to more information at our website, nhpr.org. We are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. Alan from Keene wrote in to recommend Kundalini, The Evolutionary Energy in Man by Gopi Krishna. Alan writes, "This is a nonfiction account of the personal experience of a man who encountered a surprising new state of higher consciousness that arose spontaneously after practicing one-pointed meditation. Knowledge of this phenomenon opens up new prospects for a better future for mankind." That's Gopi Krishna's Kundalini, The Evolutionary Energy in Man, recommended by Alan in Keene. What's your recommendation? Send it our way by email. The address is books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us at NHPR Bookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.